Now, Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Time now for Southern California Lifestyles with Bobby Dooley from Western Estates Homeowners Association. There is a news item here, and Bobby, how are you doing?
Phil, I'm very good, thank you.
All right, there's a news item here that says that one decade after Fox Television first ran the first condom advertisement on network TV, a study's concluded that they aren't much more in common on the air today.
Phil, condom ads on television, we really feel, are wrong. At Western States Parent Teachers Organization, my husband and I both believe that condom ads on television are irresponsible, and we're very encouraged that broadcasters have been responsible to not show the condom ads.
All right, so the broadcasters have come around.
We
don't want rubbers on television. It sends the wrong message about how for to have the sex.
We don't believe in the rubbers.
We just don't believe in rubber advertising.
Well, do you believe that condoms encourage young people to have sex? Do you believe that?
Young people are going to be curious about sex. There is no way that you can get around that. If they're going to be having a sex, and the research shows that they will, it should not be so totally gross that you find condoms in the hampers or lying near a pool. These things can carry disease. They're gross. And also, we are Christians, so we don't believe in any unnatural form of birth control.
All right. Well, I do know that there was a very volatile, you don't believe in condoms, you don't believe in condom advertising. There was a volatile meeting last night at the Western Estates Parent Teachers Organization. Can you tell us about that?
About the meeting.
Yeah, Steve, Phil Hendry.
Yeah, Phil.
Can maybe Bobby will speak for you?
I'll talk to you. Phil, my sons are 13, 11, and 9. I am trying to get mothers to prepare their daughters for the fact that my sons are going to be out in the world, and they're going to be sexually active, and that they're not going to be using condoms.
At this meeting last night, what were you saying?
We were putting everyone on notice.
We put everybody on notice.
That your sons are going to be out there having sex?
Yes, within a few years, as young men, and they're not going to be using a disgusting rubber. And we wanted to get them ready for what we believe is the pull-out method.
We believe in pull-out method and removal.
The pull-out method?
Yes.
The pull-out method. That's okay. My imagination can... I don't want to get too graphic.
Well, I don't want to be graphic either, Phil, but my boys, through my husband, will be taught the removal and method so that before the expulsion is achieved...
All right, I understand what you mean by the pull-out or the pull-out method or whatever this is.
Pull-out method. That's when they pull out.
Yeah, got that, Steve, okay? I need for either you, Bobby...
I'm sorry.
...for you or your husband to be on the air with us. Okay, so you're at the Western Estates Parent Teacher Organization last night saying that you will not condone condom education.
We will not. We looked into this. Condoms are gross. They're sickening. A young person becomes contaminated, Phil, by the grossness and the sickeningness of it until they become, as people, disgusting themselves. I don't think there's a mother out there that wouldn't rather have a socially well-rounded young person who may have fathered a child out of wedlock than a totally gross and weird child that no one wants to be with. And I remember when Steve and I first met...
We used to pull out.
We were intimate.
Okay, can I interrupt you? I don't want to hear about your early dating and whether or not there was the pull-out method or anything else, okay?
But I knew that Steve was for me because he didn't use the rubber.
All right. We have sexually transmitted diseases. We have AIDS. We have pregnancy.
Mm-hmm.
We have all kinds of things that condoms can prevent. And even as a society where we are, you know, you're saying that they're gross and they're sickening and they're disgusting. Kids, if you believe what you just said, Bobby, the kids are going to have sex. They need to either know the use of these things, or if they're going to be having sex, to use them. How is it responsible saying that you don't want that?
Phil, we really believe, and my husband believes, that they are gross. And
you've said it. You said they're gross now about 4 times.
But they're sickening, and
we really feel the pullout and the grossness.
Okay, get away from the pullout method. All right.
But I want all the mothers out there to know. My boys are going to be pubescent, and they will be of age very soon. And we're just trying to get their daughters ready for our sons.
They're getting the daughters. What daughters? The daughters of the people at Western Estates?
Yes, the daughters of the other members of the Western States Parent Teachers Organization, the daughters of other parents in Western States High School. We want their daughters to get ready. You know, Steve?
Because there's a train coming.
There's a train coming, and our boys are going to be out there. We do not want them.
So far, the only argument that you've used against condoms is that they're gross, they're disgusting, and they're icky. And
we do, Phil.
Okay, that's not. I don't want you to be talking about.
Look, I got respect because I wasn't using a gross, disgusting rubber.
This is really about what's best for our children, and what is best for them is they're going to have sex. You don't want it to be gross and icky.
Gross and icky. You're two adults. You're two parents. You're using the terms gross and icky, and that's why you don't want them to use condoms.
That is correct, yes.
What if they get AIDS?
Okay, I knew that you'd say that. He brought up AIDS.
No, they're not going to get AIDS.
Phil, there is no AIDS in Western Estates. We're talking about the children living here. The AIDS is of the gay, but where we live, there is no gay activity.
And how do you know?
We would have heard about it. We keep a pretty close eye on our community.
Okay, so there's no gay activity. You think that AIDS is only transmitted through gay sex. You don't think you're going to get it through straight sex. Can I ask you this question? What are you going to do if your kids get AIDS?
They're not going to get AIDS.
My boys will never get AIDS.
What if they do?
It just won't happen.
What if they do, not using the gross and icky rubbers that you don't want them to use?
They will not, Phil. And I'm very resentful that you continue to pursue this line of questioning. My sons are heterosexuals. I am telling all of the mothers, if they have daughters, to get them ready because the Dooley boys are in town. And
it's going to be a hot time.
It's going to be a big time. And they're not going to be using rubbers because they are disgusting and because they do send a negative message.
I don't know where to begin with this.
Well, begin at the beginning, Phil. Begin with your own misunderstanding.
No, I don't think I have any misunderstanding. Let me give our phone number out. It's 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686.
Phil, can I make a point?
Hold on, Steve. It's the Phil Hendry Show. We're talking with Steve and Bobby Dooley from the Western Estates Parent Teachers Organization. Big argument last night at a meeting that they had. They do not want condoms in the school. The other I take it that the other parents did, right?
Phil, we had a lot of parents that were that wanted to have condom education. We simply told them that our sons won't be using them, and we will pull them out of any classroom where there is any education.
Well, I think it's sad what you guys are saying.
Oh, come on, Phil.
No, hold on, Steve. Let me finish. I think it's very sad to listen to this. This is the kind of regressive thinking, socially reversed thinking, where a kid is going to get himself sick, not wearing a condom because it's gross and icky. And this whole thing about your boys are going to be out there in the world having sex and not wearing condoms.
We just want to get the mothers and the fathers ready for the Dooley boys. And
what is this, High Noon with Gary Cooper? Here come the Dooley boys with their things in their hands. And
you know, I really resent that.
Well, you're making it sound like it's some kind of a gunslinging Western, that these here come the Dooley boys striding down the main street of town without their condoms because they're gross and icky, and they'll be having sex.
Yeah, but they're going to be the pullout.
They will be using the pullout method.
And the pullout method, that's about as effective as a broken condom, like you were talking about, Bobby, the pullout method. A girl can get pregnant, and you can get disease, and all of the things that can happen with the so-called, and I've never heard it referred to as the pullout method. And by the way, you guys...
Well, we felt when we were younger, we used
it. I heard all about it, and I don't want to hear it on the air, okay?
Even about it being spelling on her cardigan sweater.
No, I don't want to hear that either.
I think it's really irresponsible of you.
I think it's extremely irresponsible of you. What do you think about that?
Well, you don't have sons. We are trying to...
Let me ask you something. What are the mothers supposed to get their daughters ready for?
That my boys are going to be sexually active, and they're going to use the pullout.
So what's a mother supposed to say to her daughter?
Sit the daughter down and tell her that the Dooleys...
The Dooleys are in town? And that they're going to use the pullout method?
Well, whatever they want to say.
I wish you guys could. I wish you could play back a tape of this.
Phil, well, we're trying to be as irresponsible as possible to the Dooley method. And that's the pullout. And all the girls out there ought to know it.
I wish I could play back a tape of this to you guys. The Dooleys are in town. They're not using condoms, so girls get ready.
Get ready for... What we're saying is this is what we're teaching our boys.
Okay, that's what you're teaching your kids. And they'll be out there having sex regardless. You believe in these people? And they're with a parent-teacher organization, Western Estates Parent-Teacher Organization. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Matthew on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Fine.
Look, man, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. This lady is completely whack.
Mm-hmm.
Ma'am, you call yourself a Christian,
yes.
And yet you're promulgating unsafe unsafe sex.
No, we're not. We're saying that, first of all, the boys are in a gated community. There is no gay sex here.
That doesn't matter. What happens when your kids come home with herpes, genital warts, all kinds of stuff like that?
All of those things.
A very low percentage of that.
Because we live in Western
States.
Very
well preventative. That's why all the kids in that area aren't using condoms your children?
We do not
encouraging this?
We're not asking for them to go outside of the gated community.
Well, what are you saying, that there's no herpes and no genital warts and no AIDS at Western Estates?
I think it's slanderous to suggest.
This is the cleanest place in America. Western Estates, where? I need to come here.
Well,
this
you know,
is crazy,
if,
ma'am.
You
look,
know something, Matthew,
I try to live a Christian lifestyle, but, you know, I'm sorry, the Lord does not dictate that you teach your children to practice unsafe.
Well, I will tell you this. The Lord...
Out of wedlock, sex, but that you're saying your children are going to do it anyway. Well, they must do it anyway because you're not teaching them
Doesn't teach them to wear the rubber.
Does the Lord talk about the pull-out method?
I will tell you this.
The Lord says that I've given you a brain and use preventive measures to keep things happening. That's how longevity in life.
Matthew,
and you're not even instilling this. That's a common sense issue, woman.
It is gross. It's gross and sickening. We think that the rubber's disgusting. And for two Christians to be talking about this, we think is really wrong. And
you're the Christian woman on my show talking about it.
Yeah, you know what? I feel ashamed to call myself a Christian knowing there's lots like you in the bunch.
What should I say to the daughters of the women in our neighborhood? What should I say to them? The Dooley boys.
The Dooley boys.
I love this Dooley boys reference. It really does sound like a Western.
Well, you know something? You may think, first of all, you're talking about AIDS, and now you're laughing about it. The Dooley boys are in town.
Because you're making a mockery of the entire situation.
Yes, you are making a mockery out of it. They're gross.
Yeah, Phil, we do not believe in condom education in the high schools. The broadcasters of America agree with us. They have not accepted condom ads. The Dooley boys won't wear...
All three of the Dooley boys, huh? What if one of the Dooley boys says he wants...
Your sons are never going to get laid, and I'll tell you why.
Matthew, don't try putting a condom on a Dooley boy.
Right here,
you know what?
Conversation right
don't
here.
Try.
Every girl around not going to want to have the thing to do with your boys. Right, because you're promoting them as the non-condom wearing pimps of Westwood.
Don't
whatever.
Try to put a condom on a Dooley boy because he won't wear one. Thank you.
1-800-4. Don't try to put a condom on a Dooley boy. What if one of the Dooley boys? When I get back, I got to ask you. What if one of the Dooley boys goes to the store and buys a condom and slips one on? Has he broken the Dooley boy alliance? And do all three of them get laid together? So that they know which one's wearing a condom. Oh. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
We are Christians, and we don't believe in any kind of gross, sickening kinds of sickening things, and it's really sickening.
A sickening may be one thing, but using a condom...
So using a rubber pollutes the sexual experience. It leads to sickening kinds of sex. 75% of people that use condoms graduate on to, and forgive me, but the statistics show that they graduate on to larger... sex toys, leather chains, there is B&D, bondage, sexual torture, some very light B&D sometimes, some of the very light forms of sexual torture, but it's sexual torture nonetheless. And
using a condom? Using a condom is something that is accepted by many medical professionals, okay?
Well, it's all the same, but... A lot of guys are not able to get an erection.
That's the other thing, Phil. Many men are unable to achieve an erection using the rubber. And that can be embarrassing. The Dooley boys are not going to be put in that situation. And
the Dooley boys. Here we go with your boys.
I would hope you not disrespect my son.
Condoms are rubber. Lots of sex toys are rubber. And I think you can see the connection.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Catherine, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi, I am absolutely amazed at the stupidity
mm-hmm.
of you
mm-hmm.
two people.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot, do you actually
mm-hmm.
believe,
well,
do you actually
I'm
believe
listening to
that
what
your boys
saying.
Are not
going
to, wait, can I speak?
I'm listening to
do
what
you
you're saying.
Do you actually believe that your boys might not sleep with a girl who has had sex with somebody who might have AIDS?
My boys are educated to know which, and forgive the word, but they know which are the sluts.
If they're having sex with your boys, they're sluts. Your boys are sluts.
How dare you? How dare you?
If they're out screwing girls, willy-nilly.
You know something? My boys are going to be sexually active whether we like it or not,
then
Catherine.
I guess they're sluts.
And your children will do the same thing whether you like it or not.
You know, that's right.
What
and
we
I
can
taught my
do.
Child to be responsible.
What about the pullout?
What about
this
teaching them?
This pullout method is ridiculous.
What about...
I cannot believe that the logic,
mm-hmm.
the logic behind your reasoning is absolutely.
Well, first of all, my husband believes that men are not sluts; they are studs. Women are sluts.
Please, and you call yourself a Christian? You ought to be teaching your children abstinence, if that's what you call yourself.
Let me tell you something. I have three very handsome young sons.
Oh, and they're just studly. But if they have sex with a girl, that makes them a slut.
No,
but
the girl...
That means all the girls that sleep with them are sluts.
Yeah, what you're saying is the girls are sluts.
No girl that my boys are going to be using the pull-out method with...
Well, what happens when they break up with her and another handsome, studly, doodly boy comes along and she sleeps with him? Is she now a slut? And what happens when
I don't understand. You know
people...
something, Catherine? You are really confused because I don't understand anything...
Well, wait a minute. You're confused.
Confused?
You're confused because... You say that your three sons are going to be ready because the Dooleys are in town.
I never, ever said that.
I believe you did. Those were your exact words.
I believe.
The Dooley boys are in town.
What I'm saying is my boys are going to be very handsome and very sexually alluring. Don't be shocked if they do the pullout and refuse to wear a rubber. And
well,
I
you
want,
know, don't be
are
shocked
you,
if
do you have
girls
a daughter?
Refuse to have sex with
let
them.
Let me ask something. Catherine, this is Steve Dooley. Do you have a daughter?
No, I have a son.
All right, okay. If you had a daughter, what we're trying to say to you is please get your daughter prepared for my Dooley, for the Dooley.
What you should, what
get
I would
your
tell
daughter
them,
prepared.
If I had a daughter,
mm-hmm,
I would
mm-hmm.
tell them to stay away mm-hmm. from the Dooley boys because they are grossly misinformed.
No, they are not grossly misinformed. Wearing a rubber is gross and sickening. And
you know, you keep saying they're gross and...
gross and sickening is AIDS. AIDS is gross and sickening.
Yes, I agree.
Genital herpes is
mm-hmm.
gross and sickening.
I agree, but we don't have that.
Any sexually transmitted disease mm-hmm. is gross and sickening.
I
and
agree.
If you think,
mm-hmm.
what happens...
Mm-hmm. But we don't have that at Western Estates because we don't...
Oh, please!
We
what
have,
fantasy
we have,
world are you living in?
We have very few blacks here. We have...
Whoa.
There are three Dooley penises ready to rock.
Hold on.
Wait.
Hold on for a minute. You have very few blacks.
Well, everyone knows that it's higher in the black community.
What is?
AIDS.
Well, that doesn't mean that you don't have AIDS. Doesn't mean that...
And we don't have any gay people. And so I think
what?
That you're very misinformed.
Mm-hmm. You do realize that a lot mm-hmm. of the people that are gay mm-hmm. are in the closet, meaning they don't come out.
A lot of them are gay and black, and we don't have those either. We are...
We screen our community members when they move in.
So what? You think people don't hide things from
Catherine,
other people?
Catherine, let me be very honest with you. In my family, I have three sons and a husband. That's four penises. They're not going to be...
Look, I've heard already about how many penises you have in your family. I don't want to hear it.
Oh, listen to you laugh. Listen to you laugh. I want to protect the health of our community, and you think it's funny.
How about
funny?
Protecting the health of
mm-hmm.
the young lady?
Western
what
States.
Happens when your son goes sticks his penis in a young lady who has gone outside of the community, outside of
my boys recognize
Western
the slut.
Estate.
My boys recognize the slut. Thank you.
All right, Catherine, thank you. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
1-800-449-8686. And now, Phil Hendry.
Phil Hendry Show with Bobby and Steve Dooley from the Western Estates Parent Teachers Organization, where they have been rabidly opposed to any kind of condom education as the condoms. I am stunned and I am amazed, Mr. and Mrs. Dooley, that we're having this conversation.
Well, Phil, are you stunned and amazed by education?
You're talking about using condoms being the downfall of Western civilization, that your children...
Mr. Henry, before I met my wife, I used rubber.
Steve used the rubber before he met me. And if you want to talk about what using a rubber can do...
Wearing condoms is like washing your feet while you're wearing socks.
No, but even more importantly, Phil...
Oh, come on with all these cliches, washing your feet while you're wearing socks. It is something that is necessary, given a 20-year epidemic of a disease, to the cure to which we have not discovered yet. I got to move to a call.
I would like to respond, though.
That's fine. I got to move to a call. Jerry, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yes. How you doing?
Fine.
I'm a little concerned here. I'm concerned about the children's safety, and I say that because apparently some health education has not been taught. And I understand that you might not want to use rubbers with your children, but do you realize that they're going to die if they fool around and mess with other
Well, I've already
girls
given you, Jerry, I know that you're probably late to the conversation, but I've already given reasons why that's not going to happen.
Well, I got news for you.
Okay.
You might think it's not going to happen,
no,
but it's very likely.
No, it's not going to happen, Jerry.
You're dreaming.
You may be dreaming. Well, I'm not dreaming.
Where do you have the facts that it's not going to happen, dear?
Something. How do you know?
Where do you have the
How
facts?
Do you know?
I don't know it's not going to happen.
How do you know?
Let me just tell you this,
we
Mom.
Live
You're
in
taking
Western
a big risk
estates.
With your children.
No,
and
we
I'll
live
guarantee
in Western
you
estates.
That if you don't think that
there
God
are no blacks here,
okay,
no black
you're in
people.
Trouble.
Well, there are no people
okay?
here that
you
have
need,
AIDS.
You need to have Child Protective Services take your
you
children,
know something, Jerry,
is what
maybe
I think.
You're around people who have AIDS. We aren't. And we don't live
oh,
in a
I'm
community.
Glad you think you're not, but I guarantee you this much.
What?
You keep living the way you're living, letting your children do what they
well,
want to
do
like that,
what,
and I'll
truck
guarantee
driver?
You'll have AIDS.
Are you a truck driver?
Who, me?
Yeah.
No, I'm not a truck driver.
Well, how come you know so much about getting AIDS and taking it in the poodle?
How do I know about getting AIDS?
Yeah,
because I'm educated, not like you, unfortunately.
Do you know something about taking out the poodle? Because...
Okay, this man called in with some comments, and now you want to be insulting to him.
Well, he's got this AIDS
fixation.
Let me
just tell you this. I've been
has,
in college
everybody
for
has
and
an
and
AIDS
years
fixation.
And I'm working
mm-hmm.
in the medical field.
Mm-hmm.
And, lady, you are sick. You need
Jerry,
mental health.
Jerry, no one is going to take my children away from me.
Well,
you don't,
you keep
you don't
doing
get
what you're doing. You
won't
have to
meat.
Worry about them taking because God will do it.
You don't get between a dog and his meat.
Well,
okay?
Good luck.
And you get between
lady,
a mother
I
and
wish
a children.
You the best, and I hope your children
you know
don't
about,
die.
You know a lot about AIDS.
I sure do know a lot about AIDS, and
well,
you need to learn.
You know what a butthole is for? Because obviously you don't know what a butthole is for.
This guy didn't say he had AIDS, and he didn't say that he was gay. He says he knows about AIDS because he's educated, and a condom protects.
Listen, Phil, the point that I was trying to make before
this... You need
this...
help, and you also need to worry about... You also worried
mm-hmm.
about color.
Mm-hmm.
Color doesn't discriminate. Let me tell you something, lady.
Right,
and Phil,
everybody.
You
well,
have to worry about getting AIDS
then let me
or
ask
HIV.
You, let me ask
Are
you a
you
question.
Are you dumb?
All right, let me ask you a question since you have all the answers. My husband, before he met me, used to wear condoms.
Yeah.
He got into foot worship. He was into light B&D. His favorite movie was something disgusting called The Urinator. He was into male domination.
All from wearing a condom.
Yes.
Okay.
All right, Jerry.
Has he been checked for HIV?
My husband?
He needs to be.
Why?
If he hadn't been.
Why?
Why? Because if he's doing
you know,
things like that, he's taking himself at risk.
That's an insult to me. I don't go to rest stops and look for boys.
Nobody said you had to go to a restaurant and look for anything.
Well,
the way you talk and the way she's talking.
Are you loyal to your wife, Steve?
How dare you impugn me and say I'm loyal when I don't want to wear rubber?
Just because he doesn't want to wear a rubber doesn't mean he's putting it in every strumpet, everything coming out of a Galleria.
You know, the rubber thing is important, but what's
did
more
you hear
important
what I said?
Is
that
the fact that you need
wore,
to understand that your children need to be abstinent from sex
well,
if
he
you
wore,
want to protect them right
man,
now.
His favorite
and
was
if
the
you are a Christian, like you claim
mean?
To be,
yes,
you
I
need
am.
To think about this.
Mm-hmm.
There's a thing called
mm-hmm.
monogamy that you need
mm-hmm.
to read about in your little book that you
when
read,
you're married,
okay?
When you're married, yes, monogamy is important. When you are
okay.
single,
when
okay.
you're not married, you're not supposed to be having sex if you read what's in that book
Well, let me ask you a question. When a man's favorite movie is The Urinator, what does that tell you?
It tells me that he needs help, but that's okay. That's
yeah.
my opinion.
Well, he did get help. He stopped wearing
that's
a
not
rubber.
Help.
I just don't
not
want my. I don't want my little boys watching The Urinator.
Okay, we heard
they
about
don't
the
have
movie,
to watch
the freaking
The Urinator.
Have you seen it?
No, I haven't seen the urinator. I have no idea what it is, but it sounds pretty gross.
It is gross. It's gross.
Well, that's
okay.
I thought that your husband watched that.
Well, I watched it because I was on. I had a rubber on.
Oh, I see. So you put on a rubber and you were drawn to the video store to rent urinator.
We are talking about the health of our children, and the two of you make a joke.
This man's
it's not
making
a joke.
I'm
not
making
a joke.
Dear.
This
put on
is
a rubber,
not a joke you're talking about.
You put on a rubber and you saw
children.
The urinator. Okay, Jerry, I thank you for your call, and I know the frustration because I think you're extremely irresponsible, Mr. and Mrs. Dooley. Joel, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yes, Henry.
Mm-hmm.
Phil
mm-hmm.
Henry.
Mm-hmm.
Phil.
Yes.
I may have a bad
mm-hmm.
sale here. I don't know.
All right.
Know, but,
no problem.
I am a truck driver.
I have a rubber I put on the urinator.
And I'm a truck driver, and I'm a Christian. And I object
mm-hmm.
to these two people all the way around.
Why would you object to a fellow Christian?
Why do I object to a fellow Christian? Because mm-hmm. you are not espousing Christian beliefs.
We are trying
right?
to protect
and
the
also,
children.
And also, you just insulted truck drivers by saying truck drivers take it up the pooper chute. All right? Now, that offends me to no end.
Well, all you guys go to the rest stop.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, buddy. You know, I'm a Christian, and you're testing my Christian faith to its ends right now. I tell you right
now. You know
now,
all about how the truck drivers...
I tell you right now, let the Dooley boys come to my hometown and come down the road where my daughter lives. You will meet Old West Justice. You understand that?
That's
it's
a threat.
Shotgun.
Mr. Henry, that's a direct threat. I think you should trace this call.
Well,
the man's angry. The man's
let
angry.
I am very angry. I'm very upset.
You realize...
When you insult truck drivers, when you insult Christians by putting these people on the radio...
Well, wait a minute. You can't blame me.
Yes, you put us on the radio.
Oh, no, I'm
you're
not blaming you, Mr. Henry.
You can't
I am blaming that these people want to espouse Christian beliefs.
Well, wait a second.
They
you haven't answered
know what
question.
Christian beliefs are.
Wait a minute. You haven't answered the question.
First of all,
you can't be a Christian. And a truck driver because of the gay truck stops.
Let the man finish.
Would you shut up?
Just let him finish.
What about the gay truck?
Condom distribution. I do not
mm-hmm.
condone condom distribution.
Thank you. Then you agree
but
with
I'm
me.
I'm going to tell you this right
mm-hmm.
now. The Christian police
mm-hmm.
is teaching abstinence,
mm-hmm.
teaching your children to wait to marry.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where, yes, they do not have to use a condom. You people are not Christians. You're far
we
from
are,
being Christian.
Can I get a word in, Mr.
Henry?
You talk
about being a parent
I'd like
teacher
to get a word
organization.
In.
You don't know the first thing about a parent
we
teacher
use the
organization
method.
Or about being a Christian.
Well,
and the pull-out
like
method, let me tell you something.
Pull-out
your
method.
Daddy used to pull-out method so that you wouldn't be here right now.
That's very good, Joel. Very funny.
So I'm allowed to be insulted by this man. When our sons use the pullout, they make the sign of the cross. We are Christians.
What?
Oh,
I
man,
said
that
when
I
they
tell
pull out, they
what,
make,
Mr.
we
Henry,
are Christians.
Come
Mr.
on.
I want you to let me ask this question. You didn't answer
lunatics.
My question. You didn't answer my question about.
Lunatics.
You didn't answer my question about the gay truck stops.
And what about what gay?
About the gay truck stops. All right. Maybe that's why you know so much about them because you go there.
Well, I never said you took it up the pooper chute. I said some of the...
Okay, man, can we stop that conversation?
Some truckers do.
So what? Some disc jockeys do. Some members of the Western States Homeowners Association may. And
when the kids get their... what are the boys supposed to do when they get their pup tent? They're not supposed to put it in something?
Let me tell
I
you
am
something.
Really
you,
upset.
Oh, man.
You and your husband are sick. You people
I tell
are
the boys...
sick. You don't know the first thing about Christian beliefs, all right? You need to get on your knees and pray to God that he shows you some Christian
values. Man.
You're not a Christian man. You're far from being a Christian man.
I tell the boys
all right?
to make the sign of the
I'm
cross.
I tell you right now. I tell you what right now, buddy. You have done nothing but insult the Christian faith and insult truck drivers out here all over the country. And I tell you what right now. You are testing my Christian faith to
I
it.
I want to ask you something. Have you seen this movie, The Urinator?
No, I have not, and I wouldn't
right.
want to.
Okay, that's an insulting question. Just because you wore a condom once and decided to get into, quote, light B&D, man. All right, Joel, thank you for your call.
Yes, sir.
I just...
Well, Mr. Henry, you can be assured at the Western States Homeowners Association, we will make our feelings known. And also, copies of the urinator are available.
Okay, so that must be, that's the whole thing. Maybe you were in it. You, both of you, the Dooleys, Ma and Pa Dooley and the Dooley boys in the urinator. That's what I think's going on at that nut bin called their house. I'm sorry I had to hang up on them. Forgive me for being rude. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
This is the Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
Phil Hendry. Flashback.
I think this guy is a self-serving, pompous ass.
Who, me?
Why? Just because
he's a gay man and a gay. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
What does that have to do with anything?
Because it gives me a perception into people that straight people don't have.
How do you know? You're not straight. How do you know what they think?
Because I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I look
so,
at the world without a filter.
Therefore, you don't know what straight people think.
No, I look at the world without a filter on. I see what how everybody thinks.
How is that? Do you know how black people think?
I think I know better than you do how everybody thinks.
I don't
thinks.
Think you do.
And I'm also a film critic.
You know what? Right? You know what? Let me say this. People
do you eat, you
act,
eat candy in
listen,
the movie theater? Do you
listen,
eat candy in the movie theater?
Listen to me. People who act. People who can't act, criticize. You can't act.
What is that?
You wish you
can't
could act.
No, you wish you could.
I do. I am an actor.
And what, where,
do
you
act.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Philadelphia.
Oh, yeah, that's the hotbed of acting. Look.
What
well,
Jersey,
look, at the guy is, are you a stage actor, Rob? Are you
yes.
do film acting?
I do a little bit of both.
Okay, here's
right
the
now, listen.
Community
right
play,
now,
little theater doesn't count, okay? Dinner theater. I'm talking
I'm not,
about...
Look,
I'm not talking dinner theater. I'm not talking little
dinner theater?
Community theater
right.
either.
Then you know, if you want to get into the film business, that if people aren't eating a big hunk, epileptic seizures.
You are such a so self-serving, pompous ass. Dude.
You don't... You know what an epileptic seizure is?
Yes, I do. I've
much
had
of the
a
acting,
who died from
okay.
an epileptic seizure.
All right.
Do
Angelina,
you know what an epileptic seizure is?
Yeah, Angelina Jolie's acting on the screen this weekend reminded me of one.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay.
All right, that's
because
honest.
You don't like the movie
yeah.
doesn't mean someone else will.
That's what we're trying to say. You don't like the movie.
You want to see an epileptic seizure, go watch Al Pacino in Apocalypse, what's that thing? Godfather 3. What I'm
that
saying
was
is,
a terrible film.
Yeah.
Terrible film.
Yeah.
You know what?
That's
how do you know people... How do you know people aren't having epileptic seizures reading your column?
All right, is that homophobic or what?
Now, what do I care? I don't
you, I'm
care.
A gay man and a gay journalist. You just made
but
a crack about...
Listen to me. Listen, as an actor, I come across many, many gay people. I have no problem with them.
Are you
I
gay?
I am not homophobic.
You know I'm
just
gay.
Just because I made that statement about your column doesn't make me a homophobe.
Look, and he was making a point about if movies can create an epileptic seizure, which I think is bullcrap, and I think that...
No, I'm saying the lack of sugar from the candy will create it. And if they don't have the big hunk, if you don't have a big hunk, what happens to you?
Nothing. I'm sure you enjoy
nothing.
Big hunks.
I beg your pardon?
I'm sure you enjoy big hunks. And not
okay,
in
that's
theater.
Homophobic, right there.
Oh my God!
That's homophobic.
I am not homophobic.
That well, then why'd you say the big hunk thing?
Because you did. You're the one who brought up your sexuality. Nobody else did.
I'm a gay man and a gay.
We got that already
obviously.
With the gay man and the gay journalist.
Obviously.
And yeah, the guy made up.
You know what? You
that's...
know what? I think you have a problem with that.
I got
or
no...
you wouldn't be bringing it up.
I'm gay. You understand that, right?
But, yes, I do.
Okay.
And you know what? Everyone else.
And you resent it.
Everyone else
look,
in the radio audience
knows that.
That
you're gay. And the fact that people are going to go see Tomb Raider by with Angelina Jolie means that you want to get together with all these other critics that you've been talking about across the country to slow down the delivery of jujubes. Are you goofy or something?
No, Phil, I know exactly how to hurt the movie theaters, and I know how to hurt the movie business.
How dare you try to put these men and women out of business because they're displaying a film that people want to see?
Why do you want to hurt the movie business?
Because I don't want people going to see Angelina Jolie in
okay,
a
let me ask you this.
Turd,
let,
in a turd of a movie like
this.
Tomb Raider. I told them not to see it, that's why. And
okay,
they're still going to see it? How
what?
Dare they? I'm gay.
Obviously,
I'm a gay man
what?
And a gay jerk.
Oh,
what?
Man.
Obviously, you said it 1,000 times.
Are you gay?
No, I'm not.
Then why do you sound gay?
Okay, that is an insult.
That
was
exactly.
Exactly. That was a...
Well, it does.
What? Where does that you, come from?
I don't know. It's anger or maybe some attraction I have.
Maybe,
I don't know.
Jesus.
Yeah.
You know what, man? Just... Okay,
dude,
thank you, Rob.
Dude, you know,
there's
what?
Something seriously wrong with him.
Something wrong with me?
Yeah.
I'm gay. There's nothing, why is it an insult? There's nothing wrong with being gay.
Yeah.
I don't think, I know there's not anything big
wait a second, I want to be clear on something, Rob. You're in a dinner theater group and you're not gay?
No, that, I'm not in a well, dinner theater group.
And he's not gay. Thank you,
I
Rob.
I am not in a dinner theater group.
But you're gay.
No, I'm not
he's
gay.
Not gay.
Where do you get this?
What in
guys,
the hell?
Really, listen,
Phil, does this guy really listen to your
people? Do you listen to the freaking show at all, Doug? I mean, the people want to go see what they want to go see, even if it's, as you describe it, a festering turd like Tomb Raider, which it can't be that bad.
What do I recommend?
A wonderful little movie called Tea with Mussolini.
What a piece of crap that was.
How dare you?
Well, see, the thing is,
Tea with Mussolini was a...
That was a good film.
Now, you told me you're in a gay theater group.
I am not.
He's not
in a
gay theater troupe.
Right? You know what? I think, I think you have something seriously wrong with your gayness. Here, you have a problem with being gay, or you wouldn't project people.
No, I want everybody to know I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. And
you know
everybody knows that.
No offense to you, Rob, or to you, Doug. I thought Tea with Mussolini sucked.
But you liked it, Rob?
Okay, well, hey.
You know what?
I respect that, Phil. I respect that.
I'll ask you, Rob.
Did
you like Tea with Mussolini?
Yes, I did.
And you're not gay.
Phil Hendry. Flashback.
Did you like Tea with Mussolini, Mike? You did? And you're straight? No, anyway, 1-800-449-8686. What a rancid movie that. It was so rancid. And I got seduced by the fact that it was a movie that took place during, like, World War II. It had nothing whatsoever to do with anything. Okay, so why I talk to you about a movie that no one saw? Let's talk about Tomb Raider. I don't know when we're going to take the kids to see that one. It's going to be a while. Don't take them. They saw Pearl Harbor, and they were totally digging that. Even the love story, they said it sucked, as two 11- and 12-year-old guys would, but they thought the rest of the explosion stuff was really neat. And then I told them, well, let's go to see the Arizona Memorial, and they said, well, where's that? I said, Pearl Harbor. Where do you think it is? Oh, is that in the movie? Yeah, the one that sunk and the guys. The other one I got to see is this AI. Doesn't that look cool? That looks cool. It's got a Blade Runner look to it. It's got a very cool interpretation of the future look to it, that like Blade Runner. I'd be a good film critic, wouldn't I? It's a very cool interpretation of the future look to it, man. Why did they get dumbass film review? They should have two guys sitting across from each other on, like, boxes with beers. Dumbass film review now. I'm going to do that. That's the next idea I pitch. Me and a dumbass. Bud and RC ought to do some, you know. Bud, what do you think about that?
About what?
How about doing some film reviews?
I'll do that.
Yeah, I'd listen to that, man, if you did some.
Right. I don't, but I do it.
Okay, man.
Bring him do?
Never mind, dude. I don't know what was up with us tonight with all this racy material, but let me just tell you about our CD, the Best of the Phil Hendry Show CD, available at 877-616-PHIL, 877-616-7445, $20 for the CD, $3.50 shipping and handling, the number one rated Phil Hendry Show Best of the Year 2000 CD, and picture disc vinyl available now. All of the money goes to my friend's place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood, and again, we've raised close to $150,000 over this past year's campaign for my friend's place and hope to raise a little bit more. So we got to get cracking on the new one, Mike, whenever we're going to do that. And that should be very, very soon. I think we got some good material. I like the, maybe we ought to keep the urinator material off this year's thing. Craig says it's an actual device that helps you beat drug tests. How would you know? I don't want to comment.